Hi, I'm Michelle Graham, the Technically DC Market Editor. Technically is a news site that grows local technology communities by connecting organizations and people through news, events, and services. This is Technically DC Diaries, a pilot interview series where I will talk to local technologists and startup leaders about themselves and why they do the hard and good work that they do. For this edition, I have with me Yvette Scorse, Biteback Communications Director. Thanks for joining. How are you feeling today?
Thanks for having me. I'm doing great. You know, another day at home.
Good. Right. 7-ish months or something at home now. It's weird, but it's normal. All right, let's hop into it. So can you first tell me how you got into technology / entrepreneurship?
Sure. So like you said, I'm the communications director at Biteback. We're a DC-based nonprofit that provides a pathway of inclusive tech training that leads to living wage careers. And what attracted me to the organization 5.5 years ago when I started there wasn't really the tech part of the mission, but the people part of the mission. So I was really interested in how a path toward equity could have long-term solutions to poverty for people in DC. So how we can connect people who are on the other side of the digital divide to training, to access to technology, and that can really be transformative in their lives. They can get living wage careers and have a long-term solution out of poverty. So that's really, of course, it's a non-linear journey like so many.
Yeah.
And in my time at Biteback, I have, like so many people probably, had those feelings of like, am I techie enough? Can I consider myself, you know, a technologist? Am I part of that group? Can I go to like, you know, tech meetups, that kind of thing. And in my time here, I've become more of an expert on digital divide, digital inclusion issues. So I definitely have that. But also in my day-to-day job, I think being a communications director, working in marketing, it's kind of a mix of creativity and tech. So I do graphic design, I do video production and editing. I do, you know, website updates and some like, you know, front end design there and email marketing. So all of those things combined, I think, you know, are definitely not, I'm not a software engineer, but I am definitely using technology in my job in various ways. And I think our mission definitely puts me in that position of being in tech.
Absolutely. You've kind of become a technologist yourself, in a sense. That's awesome. So can you tell me what's great about the DC tech community and what can it do better?
I was just talking to a new coworker at Biteback and saying how much I miss DC tech events. Yeah. And I think there's definitely something special about that. I really love that there's a lot of women and queer women who are leading in the tech space in DC, and we are you know, number one in diversity for women in tech. There's obviously still growth to be done, but I think that, you know, really speaks to the leaders and the way that tech in DC has embraced people who are non-traditional technologists. And what could they do better? I mean, I would obviously have to plug Biteback and say, you know, 5 years ago and, you know, since 1987 when Biteback started, we had the reputation of being a community organization, kind of a nonprofit where we would teach people in a library, teach them how to use a mouse. In the past 5 years since I've been at Biteback, we've really transformed into being part of that DC tech community. Yeah. And I think we've really built those relationships. And now we're at the point where we're really looking to partner in a deeper way with startups and with DC tech companies. So, and of course there's, you know, this wave this year of pretty much every company declaring that Black Lives Matter. And then, you know, there's organizations like Bite Back who are serving 95% people of color. So if you're declaring that, it's like, you know, put some dedication and money even behind those words and really support causes like Bite Back. We just started partnering with a startup that's just over a year old called Rebellion Defense. And they do AI and machine learning in national security. And it's a really good idea of how companies and startups can partner with us. So we presented to their staff. They had us, you know, talk about Bite Back, and together, just their staff, not even the company, raised over $25,000 for us in the course of like a couple weeks. And it doesn't end there. Like, they are partnering with us. One of their founders, Nicole Camarillo, has just joined our board. Their staff is mentoring and doing workshops for our adult learners. So those are really the types of partnerships that we want to dig into and really have more of them in the DC tech community.
Awesome. All right, switching gears a little bit. How has your work-life balance been since working from home? And are you at home full-time, or are you going to the Bite Back campuses at all right now?
I'm pretty much home full-time. I've been in the office like a couple days to assist. We have students coming in by appointment to take certification exams in our official testing lab, and also to pick up equipment. So we are loaning our students laptops and sometimes hotspots for them to be able to take courses at home. So I went in as a team player, as a temperature checker, a couple days. But besides that, I've just been at home. I would say at the beginning, it, you know, I had the feeling of, am I working from home or living at work? And,
good question.
Good existential question about working from home. But I moved to a new apartment like a month and a half ago and made sure, like, I'm at my kitchen table right now. That's in my office, but at least I have a table, because before I was on my couch. So I have a little more like flexibility with my space here, which has helped. And I must say, like, I enjoy sleeping more, and especially during coronavirus and all the stress right now, I feel like we all need a little more rest.
So. Yes, I agree. Clearly.
Great to not have to commute, but of course, like, you know, sitting in your home staring at a computer is, it, like, for everyone, it wears on us. So I've been trying to give myself breaks and like do meditations in the morning and you know, try to be good to myself in different ways.
Yeah, so you kind of already touched on my next question. But besides naps and meditations, what does recharging on the weekends look like for you in terms, what do you do for fun right now?
Yeah, I definitely have like work and life boundaries. So like, I don't work on the weekends, like hardly at all. It's sacred time. I need my days off so I don't burn out. And I know it's hard right now. Like, a lot of people are like, why should I take vacation? I'm not traveling anywhere. But I've taken some vacation days, and I'm about to go drive up to Massachusetts and visit a friend. Oh. So I'm going to take some days off, you know, and it's just good to find the time to recharge. And I went to the beach and, you know, basically did nothing there, but it's great. And I've been cooking and making cocktails a lot. My dad was a chef, and I love food, and I think having a busy work schedule, it's like, it seems like a chore to cook and feed yourself, but having all this time alone, or time at home has, you know, given me a new like interest and creative outlet, and eating is fun. So always eating.
Yeah. All right. So tell me, what motivates you every day to get up and do the work that you do?
When it comes down to it, Bite Back's mission motivates me. And I've said before, I mean, I think I'm really great at my job, but I don't think I would be as great if I was working for a cause or a company that I didn't really believe in. Yeah. It really does like give me the energy to keep going. And this year I've gotten involved in advocacy work in DC, which has felt, it's been new for me, basically. And it's felt really motivating because it feels like, you know, speaking to our cause and trying to get support from DC Council and the mayor and government agencies and just residents of DC, feeling the energy of people getting excited and caring about digital equity, I think that gives me energy back. And every time I talk to a Bite Back student, like I just did an interview with someone, one of our graduates who's now working in IT, I mean, that is so motivating to me, because just to hear how excited they are, how thankful they are, how successful people are in their new careers, I just know like all the work I'm doing is going back into that. So it really motivates me.
Awesome. I love that. All right. So if you could describe yourself in 3 words, what would they be?
I actually cheated and asked a coworker. How would you describe me, Chris? Because I knew this question was coming. So I would say thoughtful. I think that I can anticipate the needs of others and just thoughtful in a lot of ways. I think I'm also sincere, and that goes back to like working with students and just like authentically wanting to connect with people.
Yeah.
And you know, feeling an emotional connection even with my work and with people who support us. And I would definitely say I'm an introvert, but I think being sincere like helps me connect with people even though I'm an introvert.
That's a good balance out.
Right? I think I'm creative too. And to me, that's a really fun part of my job. You know, how I get to use graphic design, how you know, I get to write in my job, I get to edit video, I get to, Bite Back is a great place to try new things, try new ideas. Like, we're a very yes culture, so you know, any creative thoughts I have, I can implement them, and that's really exciting in my job.
Awesome. All right, any last words? This can be your time to share any upcoming events or announcements from Bite Back, or any personal things you want to share.
Sure. We have a new website, biteback.org, which was a huge project for me. So I encourage everyone to visit it.
Yeah.
And there's tons of opportunities there to get involved in our work, to donate, partner with us, take a class. I'll just plug Bite Back again. It's a great cause. There's a reason I've been here for 5.5 years. I really believe in our work. And as we roll into Giving Tuesday and end of year giving, you know, it's a hard time right now. And overall, we're doing well, but we need the support of our community. So if you're still working, if you have extra funds, I really encourage you to donate or become a sustaining donor of Bite Back. Lastly, I want to thank you, Michelle, because you're awesome and Technically is awesome. I really love that you see the digital divide as an integral part of tech coverage. I think covering people who are left out is just awesome work. So kudos to you, and thank you so much for supporting us and for talking with me today and all the work that you do.
Of course. I will say, I mean, you have been a big advocate for me to cover stuff like the digital divide and you know, just broadband access and stuff in general. So I do appreciate you being that connector as well. So thank you. All right. This has been Technically DC Diaries. I'm Michelle Graham. Thanks for watching and listening.